had one more question. When reading through some quotes from St. Augustine,
yes,
there was a quote that disturbed me, and it was that women should not be educated. Is that
right.
a real St. Augustine quote?
Right. That I do not think so. In fact, St. Augustine was huge on women and all of us being educated. So I'm not, you know, it's funny when somebody throws out a quote, well, this guy supposedly said this. I mean, I don't know where that quote came from and so forth, but I have read a lot of St. Augustine, and Augustine is huge on the knowledge of our Lord and Scripture for both women and men. So I would bet the house that St. Augustine never said that. You see, there's a myth out there that somehow, you know, the early church fathers were misogynistic and so forth, when in fact, the Catholic Church is anything but. In fact, the Bible is anything but misogynistic. I mean, from the Old Testament, we have the great heroes like Esther, right, who saves the Israel from imminent doom through her intercession with the king there of Persia. In the book of Esther, the whole book of Esther is about her, or Judith, or, you know, so many examples that we could look at in the Old Testament. Some of the greatest heroes in the Old Testament were women. Of course, the greatest of all of God's creation is a woman, Mary. Mary is the greatest of all Christians. In fact, she's greater than all the angels and saints combined when it comes to the order of grace. Without Mary, there's no Jesus. Without Mary, there's no Saint Peter. There's no gospel. There's no salvation. So when you look at, you know, and you mentioned Mary Magdalene, the true Mary Magdalene is also a hero. She's sort of, you know, where Mary is the one who has never sinned, Mary Magdalene represents the sinner, but both are beloved by Christ, and both are used mm-hmm. to transform the world. So, you know, what I encourage folks to do is to read the actual Bible, you know, and take a look at it from a Catholic perspective as well, and look at the teachings of the church. And what you find is that our Catholic Christian faith is anything but misogynistic, but we believe that all are created in the image and likeness of God and destined to greatness.
There's a Dominican named Father Edmund Hill who gave a talk in Cambridge University. The talk's called St. Augustine, a Male Chauvinist? If you go online and read that. And he concludes that Augustine was a man of his time. He would say and presume things that today we've grown in our understanding about what complementarity means. But he loved his mother.
Yes,
he was very hard on men during retreats, much more than on women. And he wrote a whole treatise on prayer to a woman who was a quote-unquote follower. Kelly, glad you're there. Thanks for calling. Hope that was a help.